Our Lord, in these parables in Mark 4, as you can see the conclusion of that section, is pointing to the fact that the power of the kingdom of God is God's, and that the kingdom grows by the power of God. Now that power must be at work in us, and it is at work in us as we yield to it, and yielding to the power and the truth of God is faith. So we have, in the letter to the Hebrews, which we've been looking at every morning, we have the first step in the conclusion. Well, actually the second, in the way we've been working. We have the last verses of chapter 10. And it begins to talk about faith. And you can well imagine then what chapter 11 is going to be all about, right? Faith. It's the famous chapter in Hebrews on faith. But look today at this one, because it has many lessons for us today. Remember the days past when, after you had been enlightened, which means you've been baptized, in the early church, one of the words for baptism is enlightenment, photismos. In fact, over on the east side of the Lake of Galilee, quite close to the shore, there's a little church. Oh, it's not as, about a little bit bigger, a little bit smaller than this chapel. And on the side, there's a baptistry, you know. And on the floor, this is a 5th, 6th century church, on the floor in mosaic is the word ho photisterion, the place of enlightenment. That's baptism. So he says, you see, when you were enlightened, you endured a great contest of suffering. And you heard how he described it, you see. You were publicly made fun of and abused. You associated with those who were doing the same, you know, enduring the same. If it was okay on your block, but their neighbors were having trouble, you went over and helped the neighbors, even though that identified you in the minds of all these people who were persecuting you, that you're one of them, that you're a part of them. That's faith. You even joined in the sufferings of those in prison and joyfully accepted the taking of your property. You got to remember, in times like this, it was when, what was his name? Jamal, no. Name like Jamal. A prominent Muslim leader was shot in Lebanon. And so there's retaliation. Well, you don't shoot poor people, they have no money. You shoot rich people so you can take their house and their goods. And of course they did. You accepted the confiscation of your property, knowing that you had a better and lasting possession. Now that's faith. Isn't it true we have a better and lasting possession? Can we hang on to that truth if they start taking away our goods? Or are we going to get all upset? You see how why he's talking about faith? Therefore, do not throw away your confidence. It will have great recompense. You need endurance to do the will of God and receive what he has promised. That's everybody. Whether it's the civil or political situation is difficult or not, you need endurance to do the will of God and receive what he has promised. Now that's faith. See, that's we've been given this truth. God is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Out of pure love, he created the whole world. He created us. Jesus Christ is his only beloved Son, eternal, glorious, infinite, holy, merciful. He came among us to show us who God really is, to show us who the Father really is. You see me, you see the Father. This is it. And the love, so great that he died for us. You see? That's the, and pray, and to hang on to that truth. To be able to accept it is already a work of God. Believing is a work of God in us to which we yield. Why doesn't everybody believe? God does not offer it in the same way. And some people reject it. It means that this is the truth, the Holy Triune God, our salvation, and calling us to believe in Jesus, accept this salvation. You see? And receive what he has promised. You need endurance to do the will of God and receive what he has promised. No matter, now they've had some pretty hard times there in probably Alexandria. But we all need endurance. The endurance comes from faith. We are hanging on to the truth. And the Holy Spirit is helping us. And then he quotes this text from Habakkuk, "For after just a brief moment, he who is to come shall come. He shall not delay. And my just one shall live by faith." Remember, this is one of Paul's favorite texts. Remember, this is Habakkuk. "And if he draws back, I take no pleasure in him." Now, don't draw back. Open up. Accept. Live by. Cling to the truth that is at work in your spirit by the action of the Holy Spirit. "We are not among those who draw back and perish, but among those who have faith and will possess life." What a mercy. How God has to work in us that we yield to that truth in spite of palpable evidence to the contrary in our own lives, in our own bodies, in our own family, in our own country, in our own whatever. That's the word of the Lord. So now, tomorrow, he's going to start telling us, well, what is faith? And it's this mysterious, you see, it's the substance. And see, it's not just our action, it's the very substance of the things to be hoped for. It provides evidence of things that appear not. That's a gift, isn't it? We can't even understand the stuff that does appear. And now God gives us this mercy that we yield and we know what appears not. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.